Dafferbet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to Dafferbet, WPL Radio.
Well, welcome to a special podcast that talks about the people that matter the most, the fans. Yes, we hear a lot from managers and players and coaches on this podcast. I thought it was about time we spoke to the people who pay the money to get through the door. Coming up, we'll be hearing from the Bala Ultras. But now, let's talk to a man who, when I last saw him, was getting a standing ovation on a stage in Ewlo from Welsh Premier League managers and players. Was he a player? Was he a manager? Was he a club secretary? No, he wasn't. He was Jason, the Carmarthen fan from Carmarthen, and he got a standing ovation for his wonderful comments about our league. So I thought we got to get him on this fan podcast again. Jason, I'll continue the round of applause. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
It was a great moment for me, I had to say. I've seen a lot of football, seen a lot of the industry, and there were managers, players and secretaries from around the league absolutely standing ovation, applauding for you while you were saying how great the Welsh Premier League was. I mean, how did that feel for you when they all started clapping?
I don't know. I thought at first they were clapping somebody else, to be honest. possibly you, in fact.
No.
But, it was amazing, really. I was told that I didn't need to make a speech at first, but then you sort of thrust a microphone on me, and then yeah, I had to talk.
I did. Roger Cook, and in my defence, I was not told that you would not speak. So that's the higher echelons of WPL you can blame for that. But I'm glad I got you to speak, because what you said came from the heart. And, you know, it was about you talking about what it's like to see Welsh Premier League football. And you like it, don't you?
I do. I love it. Yeah, I love it. I've been watching Carmarthen Town since about 10 or 11 years old. I was lucky enough, I was brought up, I lived in the street right next to Richmond Park in Richmond Terrace. And, you know, after school every night, my brothers would go to Richmond Park because it wasn't fenced off then, and we just play football and just play on the pitch, really. Obviously, things change very quickly, and, it's fantastic, really. So I've grown up with that as my back garden, Richmond Park as my back garden. So, yeah, and watching the club then is a no-brainer, really. Watching it all along, all the way from the Welsh League, Division 3, probably when I was that age, I didn't really know what league we were in fact, just went to watch the games. And then got into the Welsh Premier League. And this season, actually, is going to be our 20th consecutive season in the Welsh Premier League, which is, I think, is a great achievement.
Yeah, it's something that's gone under the radar in a way, isn't it? Because, you know, people, I suspect, think that Carmarthen will always be there. And you know, we'll come to talk about the season ahead in a second. But is there an element of Carmarthen? Mark Hazlewood always says when he comes on this podcast, you know, nobody expects us to do much because we're only a small club. You know, these big boys like Bangor with their cash and all that sort of stuff. We're not, you know, we're only a small club. Has there always been an element of Carmarthen thinking they're the perennial underdogs?
Oh, yes, definitely. And I think that's how we prefer it. I think, you've got your new Saints and Ballers and Clandidos and Connors T this season. They are going to be obviously setting the pace. But we'll come out and we like to surprise people every now and then. And I think that's what we've done in the last 20 years in being in the league. I think we've got a few players right now. We certainly signed a new one in pre-season. I know we're going to talk about this later, but who could take the league could be quite surprised. But, we definitely do like the term underdogs, and I think it's served us well. And, I've witnessed several times in Richmond Park over the years where teams have come down to us and expected to win, bigger teams than us, perhaps more money than us. And we've really been shocked at how well we can play. It's a passionate support of Richmond Park. And when it all gets together and all the elements are there, then we can beat anyone, I think.
Quick analysis of last season. Not in the top six, not fighting for Europe. Where did it go wrong, in essence?
I think, mid-season, I think we did come short. I think it was the size of our squad. I think we lost a couple of players with injuries. The Finn record in the last few years hasn't been the best, but I think we did have a good strong end of the season in the bottom in the playoff conference, and I think we were just unlucky against Gap Connersky in the semi final of the playoff. I think another day, if that, if we'd taken our chances, like Mark Jones missed a good chance, missed a penalty as well. I think another day we could have gone to extra time and probably could have beaten them, I think. I think we finished where we really deserved to last year, I think. And we were only 1 point off the top six in the end. I think a number of the fans were pretty happy, generally. But we didn't want to be down the bottom, fighting to stay up. So I think where we finished, I think we were pretty happy at the end.
And a lot has been made this season about how tougher this league is going to get. We've seen new investment into Bangor. The Nomads came from nowhere at the tail end and are now being seen as possible side that could take on TNS. So it ain't getting... And Cardiff Met are supposed to be strong coming up. This league ain't getting easier, is it?
No, it isn't. It isn't. Thankfully, Carmarthen have strengthened in the main areas in defence, midfield, and attack in pre-season. And I've been fortunate enough to see pre-season some of the games, and we're looking okay. But as for the rest of the league, yeah, you're right. It's not getting very easy at all. There seems to be a widening of the gap between the teams at the top and the teams at the bottom now. Even in a 12-team league, which is quite difficult to imagine, but I think it is. And there could be some big scores in the league this year, unfortunately. Where Carmarthen fit into all this? I'm more positive this year than I was last year. I think sixth place is well within our grasp this year. I think it'll be us, Newtown, and probably Bangor who are going to fight that out again.
And who are those players that you talked about earlier on that you've seen in pre-season that make you think this is going to be a decent season for Carmarthen?
Well, we've signed Lee Sermon from Aberystwyth. He's come in and he's made an impact immediately. And just strengthening up at the back, he's putting a good partnership in with Dwayne Bailey at the moment in pre-season. Declan Carroll from Halford West, fantastic on the ball. He gives good competition for places now, which I think we lacked at times last year in the midfield area. And up front, we've signed a player called Matthew Thomas from Whisker United, and he's been on fire in pre-season. He's scored 5 goals already. I watched him against Port Talbot on Saturday, and he played 20 minutes at the end and caused all sorts of problems, scored a goal as well over his head. And I think that what that does is strengthened in all the key areas going through the team. There may be one or two more signings, but I think those are the key players that are going to really put pressure on the existing team, if not play in the team. And I'm quite confident that these players will play and will make an impact.
And as a fan, what's it like to watch Welsh Premier League football at home and away? Are there any really good experiences that you'd like to praise about places you've been?
I like to think that, the best place I've been, I think the best away trip. It is tough to decide, actually, but I love going to Aberystwyth. We've had a good record there recently. I used to go there with my dad in the 90s. I could never win there. So I actually hated it for years. Recently, though, as I kept going with my dad in the car, you just get to the game, watch a game and go home. But now, obviously I'm older, I can experience the town. I love going up there on a match day, going up in the morning, having something to eat, going down the promenade. It's a really nice town, and then watching the game later on. Although I was there last year in the absolute pouring rain in December, where we won 2-1. That wasn't as enjoyable standing out in the rain for that. But It's not the first time I've stood in the rain to watch Carmarthen. So.
No, definitely not. I mean, we talk about Aberystwyth slightly. They're very interesting. Nobody knows them. They're keeping everything under their hat, aren't they, Aberystwyth? They've got a new manager, a new assistant manager, a couple of new signings, people leaving, obviously, to go to other clubs. Are they the dark horse in this league? Because they're keeping themselves a bit quiet, aren't they?
They are keeping themselves quiet, and you're not really going to be able to tell, I think, in the first months of the season what they're all about, because they are going to be interrupted. They're going to be playing at Newtown, I believe. I know the Carmarthen game has been switched to Newtown. So until they settle down on their new pitch in Park Avenue, I don't think we really get to grips of what they're going to be like. They've signed a number of players from Halford West, obviously with Wayne Jones's connection, and they've brought in, I think it's Joe Clark from Fort Talbot, is a good player. But I think, you know, once they get to grips with it themselves, especially on their new pitch, I think it would be very difficult. It's difficult to see where they're going to be in the league.
And finally, Jason, the most important question I always ask people. Carmarthen Town had a bit of a rep last season on the podcast for the pies. There was a talk that the pies and the food at Carmarthen Town were the best in the league. Can you confirm that? If not, do you have an alternative location?
I would like to think yes. I'm more of a cheeseburger person, I think, myself. The cheeseburgers at Carmarthen are fantastic. Pies are equally as nice, though, as well. Other locations, I think... In fact, the best place I've had food at a match was not in the Welsh Premier League. It was at Undy Athletic. We played them in the Welsh Cup the season before last, and that was a fantastic trip. I highly recommend Undy Athletic, and interesting to see they're in Division 1 this year, and I hope they do quite well.
Yeah, we'll be speaking to them on a Welsh League preview podcast, actually. It'll be very interesting to see how they do. Jason, thanks very much for your time today, and obviously at the awards a few months back. We'll definitely keep in touch and have you on the podcast throughout the season. But all the best to Carmarthen. I agree with you on Lee Sermon. Very interesting signing, that one. And we'll see how it goes for the old gold. So, another person to join us on this fan podcast is Kai. He's a Ballertown fan. He's seen it all. Well, last season he did. Kai, thank you for joining us on this podcast. What did you think of last season?
Last season was a very good season for us, as we qualified for Europe and came second twice. It's consecutive now.
And what does it feel like to be a European team that for two runs?
It feels good, and knowing that we can compete now and try and get to the second round is even better.
You went to both of the European games. What do you think you need to do to be in the next round next time?
I think we were unlucky to get a very good team at AIK, and if we face another team like we did the last two before AIK, we could get through, as we've got a better squad now and more experience.
Well, there's been a few new faces to join at Maes Tegid in the summer. One of them, of course, Chris Venables. What do you make of Chris Venables joining Bala?
Yeah, very good signing, as he's been scoring goals for Aberystwyth in the past and Welsh Premier League top scorer. So I think he'll be a very good signing and score a lot of goals for us.
And of the other players that are still around, the Ryan Valentines of this world, what do you hope to see from them next season?
They've got experience now to help us try and win more games and progress as a club.
Do you think Bala can win the league this season?
It'll be tough, but last season we closed the gap, and I think next season we can go for it and close the gap even more, if not win it, yeah.
And what needs to happen in those early games to make sure that you're on the right path to catch TNS and overtake TNS?
I think we should just go for it and take every game as an important game, make sure we win it, and then we'll be fine.
Now, give us a sense of when you watch the game. So you go down to Maes Tegid. Do you bring a few friends along? What's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, always bring a few friends along to chat with us. Atmosphere's good most of the times. And when we can get a lot down there, it's very good, yeah, atmosphere.
And you would want to see more people of your age watching Welsh Premier League football, wouldn't you? What would you say to anybody who's, you know, a teenager listening to this now who's thinking about going to a Welsh Premier League game?
It's a high standard now and it's progressing every year. And the football, some footballs that's been played is very good and it's just fun to watch.
Do you get to see many away games?
Yeah, I try and go to every away game I can.
And what do you think of the other grounds and some of the teams you've seen?
There's some good grounds around, especially for fans behind the goals. And some teams play very well, for example, TNS.
And then finally, let's look at some of the other teams in the league. We've talked about TNS and what you need to do to beat them. Llandudno were brilliant last season. Connors Quay Nomads were excellent as well. There's some tough teams in this league this season. And I'm not even talking about Cardiff Met, who a lot of people are talking about. Who do you fear the most? What teams are you looking at?
Obviously, we beat Llandudno to the second place last year, and I think Connors Quay will be the biggest challenge this year. Got a very good side, and but I think we can beat them, but we just need to make sure that we play well in every game and try and do our best to beat them.
Well, all the best. One more question before I go, Kai. The most important question you'll ever be asked about football in your life. Who's got the best pies and burgers at the ground you've been to?
Obviously, Bala.
Well played. There's £5 in the coming your way from the canteen staff at Bala. Well played, my son. Thank you very much. Thanks for joining us, Kai. Diolch yn fawr.
Diolch.